Hello, everybody. Jay Jacobs here with Winning Edge Sports Network. And today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Ride and Shine Detail. When you need your car looking brand new, call Sean Grogan at 864-437-6150. That's Ride and Shine of the Upstate of South Carolina. Today, we are honored to have head football coach of Woodruff Wolverines, Bradley Adams. Coach, how are you doing today?
Doing good, sir. Thank you so much for having us.
Be glad to have you. Coach, first thing, can we give us an update on the game this week? Any changes that the people need to know about?
Yes, sir. There's a storm out off the coast, obviously making its way into to America. We all know about that. So we moved our game up to Thursday at 7 p.m. That'll be at Chester.
All right. Sounds good. Coach, with that said, last week was a tough loss, unfortunately, to Broome, 27-20. What did you do to get the guys ready both physically and mentally this week after such a game that, you know, looked like y'all had it and then they came back in that last minute and got the touchdown?
Yes, sir. You know, we've discussed it all week long. We've kind of got to get back to really, you know, being good in some areas that we felt like we were really good at early in the year, and we've kind of lost sight of that. That main area for us is the defensive line. We felt like that was our strong point going into the season, and they carried us early on, but they kind of, you know, we've kind of went a little backwards there over the course of the last few weeks. So we really tried to focus on hanging our hat on that and, you know, trying to do some things to help those guys be able to play a little better than what they've done the last 2 weeks for us. You know, for everyone else, it's just, you know, we've had quite a few distractions, whether it be a young man being sick or different things happening over the last few weeks, and we're just trying to get our focus back.
Yeah.
We feel like if we can get our focus back, that this team can, you know, we can still have a really good run if we can get those two things accomplished.
Okay, and what is your thoughts on Chester? What do you feel is your strengths versus their team?
Well, you know, Chester is very athletic. They're very well coached. They don't do anything at all to beat themselves. They have some really good players and some really key positions that can really create some nightmare matchup problems for anybody, not just us. So we have to really do a good job of controlling their run game. They run the football really well, and it goes back to what I said earlier in the conversation. We've got to play up to our potential on the defensive line to help control their run game.
Okay. Who are the key players on your team that you feel need to step up in this game in order to win versus a tough Chester team?
Well, you know, I think it's everyone, but I think if we had to label some guys and look at who we are as an identity on our football team, like I said, it'd have to start with our defensive line and our interior play there. You know, that would be Ty Ellis, also Isaiah Pinson, Isaiah Sullivan, and Luke Runyons. Those guys and Capone Jackson would really need to help us control that line of scrimmage, just so, you know, we can't allow teams to keep the ball from us. And that's kind of what has happened the last few weeks. But if we can get those guys back going, we can get the ball in our hands a lot more on offense.
Yeah. Coach, how hard is it on you and your staff and also your players knowing that you got to play your game a day earlier? I know a lot of people think, well, it's just one day, but when you're preparing for a team, I know it has to really be challenging on you. How challenging is it on you, your staff, and your players trying to get ready for a Thursday night game compared to a Friday night game?
Well, the biggest thing for us is we're not going to change anything we do Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, just with how our practice and how our system is set up. But, you know, it puts a lot of a challenge on coaches just because you got depth charts and play sheets and all your organizational things that you do on a Monday, on a Tuesday. Everything's mapped out and planned out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So what you do, you have to add a few things each day when we found this out to try to have everything taken care of by close of day tomorrow, because normally you got 24 more hours to get those types of things taken care of.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part. I don't really think it's anything major on the kid. It's just the coaching standpoint. There's a lot of organizational things that go on behind the scenes to try and make sure that your team is, you know, where they're supposed to be on the field
on Friday night, and if someone goes down or something, you got to have your plans in place. So that's the hard part about this.
Yeah. And Coach, I know we're running short on time because I know you got a lot of things that you got going on and that you got to get ready. But before we go, I just want to say I think you run a first-class program at Woodruff, and we wish you and your team good luck this week. And we pray safety, no injuries, and that the game is played the right way like we know you and Chester will play it. But the last question I have for you is what are your future aspirations? Do you have college football coaching in, maybe in your future, or do you think Woodruff is kind of like that last stop that you enjoy where you're at?
Oh, yes, sir. I enjoy where I am. And, you know, I don't think no people never, in this business, you never know what your future holds or what people above you or below you or anything. You never know. But, you know, we're happy where we are, and we just try our best to be the very best that we can be on a daily basis. And, you know, it's obviously it's football coaching. You don't always make people happy. You just try to do the very best you can, and you go from there. But we have all intentions of, you know, working and staying here as long as the good Lord keeps us here.
Amen to that, Coach. Well, Coach, I just want to thank you for your time, and good luck to, like I said, good luck to you and your team this week. And we at Winning Sports Network just want to say thank you for your time here today.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Coach.